Topic for the evening is the mitzvah of Maror, and specifically the relationship between Korban Pesach and Maror. And we have to start out with the Gemara Pesachmitz there in source Aleph. It's really a two-part discussion that we'll have here. But Omar Rava tells us, Matzah bizman hazed de'oraisa. Matzah today is de'oraisa. U'morah de'rabbanan. But morah bizman hazed is de'rabbanan. U'maishna morah d'chsev al-matzah zumorim. What is it about morah that makes you say, ah, morah is a de'oraisa? I've got a pasuk that says, eat the Korban Pesach with matzah and morah. The bizmandika pesach yesh morah. Bizmandaleka pesach leka morah. I should have said it the other way. U'maishna morah. Why is morah different that it's only de'rabbanan? It's based on the fact that the pasuk links Maror with Korban Pesach, indicating to me that when there is a Korban Pesach, there is Maror. No Korban Pesach, no Maror. So he says, Matzah Nami. The same thing is true regarding Matzah. Haksiva Matzah Sum Rorim. So pasuk mentions Matzah too. So therefore, Matzah should also be a Derabbanan. To which Rava answers, Matzah Meyadar Hadar Beikra. Yeah, but the pasuk brings Matzah back as an independent mitzvah as well. The matzah exists, yes, it's true, as a part of the mitzvah with Korban Pesach. However, the pasuk also brings us back to matzah as a separate mitzvah, but erev tochlu matzos. So Rava's stance is, I have a unique pasuk for matzah, therefore matzah is a mitzvah d'oraisa even without a Korban Pesach. Fine, Rava's easy. Right? We're happy with Rava. Until we get a little further along. Ravacha bar Yaakov gives me a different view. Ravacha bar Yaakov Amar, Echad ze ve'echad ze derabbanan. He says, Matzah derabbanan also bizmana ze. What do you do with the pasuk Rava brought? Elak ziv ba'erev tochlu matzos. Don't you know the pasuk says ba'erev tochlu matzos having nothing to do with Korban Pesach? No. That actually is not about a time when there's no Korban Pesach. It's about a time when there is a Korban Pesach, but you can't eat it. What do you mean? We need it for someone who can't eat the Korban Pesach because he's tamei, or he's too far away. I would have thought, I would have said, there's no Pesach, there's no matzah, and there's no morah either, right? Because the pasuk says, al matzah zumorim. No Korban Pesach, no matzah morah either. Kamash malon, therefore, that's what the pasuk is telling me. The pasuk is not telling me there's a mitzvah of matzah and morah at a time when there is no Korban Pesach. Rather, the pasuk is telling me, if you can't make it for the Korban Pesach, you do matzah and morah. And I have to say, that matzah. Argument... I'm sorry, you do...
Matzah.
He hasn't said morah yet. Yeah. Correct. Logically, I could extend it to morah, but he didn't say that. Actually, no, well... Right, no, I don't have a pasuk for Mara. Right, correct, thank you. I got carried away with Ravacha bar Yaakov. Because Ravacha bar Yaakov makes a lot of sense. Why should I think that the Torah is going to give me a pasuk to tell me about a mitzvah for a time when there will be no Korban Pesach? I mean, that kind of nevuah I don't need, thank you.
What happened about the Pesach Sheni?
What about Pesach Sheni?
It already tells you that you can't eat the Korban Pesach, the Yontif. L'chor, you should be able to eat. You eat matzahs on later on.
You don't eat in Pesach Sheni.
On Pesach Sheni.
But what does that teach me about Pesach Rishon?
I thought maybe because you learned that it's possible to eat the matzah without the korbanos.
How?
Well, Pesach Sheni, you don't bring korbanos.
Yeah, you do.
You do?
Yeah, yeah. Pesach Sheni, you bring the
korban as well.
Absolutely. So really, Ravacha bar Yaakov's position makes a whole lot of sense to me. The pasuk isn't telling me there's going to come a time when no one's bringing the Korban Pesach. The pasuk is telling me when there is a Korban Pesach, even those who aren't eating, because they're excluded, are eating matzah. V'Rava Omar Lach. And what'll Rava say back? Tamei v'shaya v'derech achoka lo tzarech kra. I didn't need a pasuk for that purpose. I knew that. Because that's no less than the position of an Arel who's excluded because he doesn't have a bris. Or a Ben Nechar, right? Nisnakumasa of a Mumer. Disanya, where the Brisa says, the Torah says, Kol Arel lo yochabo, that an Arel may not eat from it. Korban Pesach. He doesn't eat from the Korban Pesach. But he eats matzah and maror. So once you have a pasuk that says the Orel eats matzah and maror, I know that anybody who can't eat the Korban Pesach eats matzah and maror. And therefore, this pasuk isn't for them. This pasuk is for a future door.
Is that so obvious, though? Because the difference between the Orel versus somebody who's higher tummy, right? So the higher tummy gets the Pesach shady. So it could be that this is only for the Orel.
Right.
Because he doesn't have an opportunity for Pesach Sheni.
Right. And I think that's the meaning of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov's comeback. The Gemara says, V'idoch, nu, back to you, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. How do you handle that? K'siv b'hayu, tzrichi. It's written in both places, but you need both places, because I couldn't deduce Tamei B'ar Choka from Arel and Ben Nechar. Good. So that's my Gemara. That's my machlokas between Rava and Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Regarding what exactly I learned from this pasuk of Be'erev Tochlu Matzos. Is it to teach me there's a mitzvah of matzah ledoros, or is it to teach me that there's a mitzvah of matzah even if you can't have the Korban Pesach when the Korban Pesach is being brought? According to both of them, Mara is Drabanan. Right? That we have down. Okay. Take a look at the Rambam source base. The Rambam reinforces this idea. We'll bring two sources. One, Korban Pesach, Perek Ches Halacha Beis. Ve'ein matzah u'maror ma'akvin. Okay, matzah and maror do not prevent you from bringing Korban Pesach, meaning you ran out of matzah. Oops, no matzah. You still bring your Korban Pesach. Ditto for your maror. Im lo matzah u'maror, yotzni dechavasa v'achilas besara pesach levado. You still fulfill your obligation for Korban Pesach by eating the Korban Pesach. Avol maror below Pesach, ain't no mitzvah, but you aren't doing maror without a Korban Pesach. There's no such thing, he says. You can eat as much maror as you like. Tosis makes that point separately in a discussion about this, but we may touch on that later. But there's no mitzvah involved, because shenemar matzah sumorim yochlu, maror is a function of Korban Pesach. That's what the Rambam says. Source Gimel, similarly in Helchos Chametzu Matzah, Achilas Mor Eino Mitzvah Min HaTorah Bifnei Atzma. Eating Mor is not an independent mitzvah. Elatzluyehi Ba'achilas HaPesach. It depends on the Korban Pesach. Shemitzvahs Asei Achas Lechol Besar HaPesach Amasa Umorim. Right? That's our mitzvah. Mitzvah Vav is eat the Korban Pesach with matzah and maror. That's it. Umidivrei sofim, and then midrabanan lechol hamaror levado b'lel ze afilu ein shem Korban Pesach. That we eat it even if there's no Korban Pesach. So far, so good. Everybody is consistent, and everybody should be happy. Right? So far, so good? Okay, now let's blow it out of the water. Take a look at Tzur Dalad. The Rambam and Hilchos Korban Pesach, Perek Tes Halacha Ches. Orel sha'achal kizayis mi besar ha-pesach, right? He wasn't supposed to do that, right? The Orel ate from the Korban Pesach, lo geyetz malkos, because the pasuk says, shnemar kol orel ha-yochal bo. Bo hu she'eno ochel, aval ochel hu matzah u'moror. He doesn't eat that, Korban Pesach, but he does eat matzah and moror, right? Which is a direct quote from our Gemara. V'chein mutter l'hachil matzah u'moror l'ger toshav u'l'sachir. And you can also feed matzah and maror to a ger toshav and to a sachir, right? That was the analogy that we wanted to draw in the Gemara, to say you can deduce one from the other, you can't deduce from the other, it has its own pasuk, but either way, that's what you do. So the Menachas Chinuch looks at this and says, you know, this sounds funny to me. This way of phrasing things sounds a little bit odd. And he is troubled. If you take a look in your Minchas Chinuch, and what we're looking at specifically is in Oz Yud Dalet, towards the end of the Siman. Okay. The line specifically that I'm looking for, hang on. No, I'm sorry. You have to jump to Mitzvah Yud Zayin. I forgot where I had seen this. You have to jump to Mitzvah Yud Zayin, Sivka and Chav Zayin. That's what you want. It's on page Tzadi Zayin if you have the new editions. Okay, the beginning of this Siv. It's the inside column on page Tzadi Zayin. Ubo Udeino Ochel V'chula. Okay? Yeah. Zeh Lashon HaRambam, Perek Tes, Mikorban Pesach, Halacha Ches. It's what we just read. call Ariel, etc. Aval ochel b'matzah u'maror v'chein mutar l'hachil l'gir toshav v'sachir. See that? Akan l'shono. Dikdeg b'lashono. The Rambam was precise in his wording. The Ariel chayav l'echol matzah u'maror d'Yisrael. That an Ariel is obligated to eat matzah and maror because he's Jewish. Aval gir toshav v'sachir d'goyim he mutar l'hachilam. But a gir toshav v'sachir, they're not Jewish. So he just said, you're allowed to feed it to them, right? That was the wording. He said, "Ochel hu matzah umara," regarding the RL, whereas mutar lahachel for the ger toshav. Ayin hei tei toshav in Yevamos. He gives you a few references. Ein kamakom laharich. Fine, but he says, "Vihine." We're now at the end of the seventh line of the paragraph, end of the sixth line. "Vihine mashakasvu deapshad hu dechayov lechol matzah umara." This idea that he's obligated to eat matzah and to eat maror, tzarachani l'hislamid. He says, I need to understand this better. Devadei matzah be'emes chayav. Of course he's obligated in matzah, right? We learned that. Barav tochlu matzos. Da'afa gavdeinu ochel ha-pesach mikol makom. Matzah lo talya be'pesach. Granted, there's no Pesach. Matzah doesn't depend on the Pesach. De matzah bezman hazeh afa gavdeleka pesach mikol makom hi da'o raisa. Right? Because matzah today is da'o raisa even without the Pesach. Da'alocha ke'rava. Because we follow Rava, not Ravacha bar Yaakov. In the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim that we just read, v'chein mevor b'Rambam, and he quotes you from the Rambam, the Shachas of the Chaya b'chol makom u'b'chol zman, that you're always obligated in matzah. V'lo tala achil azu b'karim Pesach al azu mitzvah b'fnei atzma. He didn't make that dependent on the Karim Pesach. Matzah is an independent mitzvah. Aval maror, but maror, d'mevor sham b'perak Arvei Pesachim, d'maror b'zman hazed d'rabbanan, where it's clear in the Gemara there that maror nowadays is d'rabbanan. Whether your name is Rava or your name is Ravacha bar Yaakov, you believe maror is d'rabbanan. And the Rambam wrote it explicitly. He gives you the quote that we first read, right? From Korban Pesach Zayin Yud Beis. Chametz Matzah Zayin Yud Beis, I should say. And he gives you the quote from Korban Pesach, Perak Ches Halacha Beis. He says maror is clear d'rabbanan. So why did the Rambam put the language of chayav, not chayin, use the word chayav, but in Sur's Dalet, he said, ochel hu matzah umorur together, sounding like they're of the same caliber. They have the same obligation. And he concludes the paragraph with the words, velomar dehu rak ashigras lishna, vakavani hi rak al matzah, dover zet sarach iyun. Telling me that it's just, well, you know, he's mentioning matzah umorur together, because matzah umorur go together. But he didn't really mean it. That's not going to pass muster. That's not what the Rambam means. So the Minchas Chinuch has a problem, and therefore we have a problem. What happened here? That matzah and maror should be given equal footing.
Is he not just paraphrasing the Memra and the Gemara?
Yeah,
exactly.
Had the Minchas Chinuch not concluded the paragraph by saying "Don't say that,"
right.
You know, I would have been fine with that answer.
Right.
But the Minchas Chinuch does.
It's really questioned on the Gemara, not the Rambam.
But the Rambam, you can say with the Rambam, he goes to the trouble of saying it's only B'divrei Sofrim for for the Ger Toshav and the Sachir. So he could have, at the same time, specifically said Mar is also B'divrei Sofrim, but he didn't.
Well, the Ger Toshav it's not right. Drabbanon for them.
No, I'm sorry. I was reading something. That's nothing, because they don't have a few at all.
Okay. So the Minchas Chinuch offers the following suggestion.
Just so I understand, is it possible that there are two mitzvahs by matzah? One that you eat with Korban Pesach, one you eat separate. One is the rice, one is the rabbanon.
Why would one be the rabbanon?
If there's no more Korban Pesach.
But Barav Tochlu Matzos. And Ravacha bar Yaakov says it's the rabbanon, because Barav Tochlu Matzos meant in the time when there was a Korban Pesach.
So maybe where you equate the matzah and the maror, Lagav the Ger is talking about the rabbanon, it's not talking about the derisa.
Ooh, so close. He says exactly what you say, but the opposite.
Okay.
What the Minchas Chinuch suggests is, and it's a whole arichos, you can walk through it there in Mitzvah Yitzayin, but what he suggests is that maror may have been del raisa in the time of the Beis HaMikdash for someone who didn't have a Korban Pesach, just like matzah was. Taking Rava's view, right, that matzah is del raisa even if I don't have a Korban Pesach, and maror had an independent chiyuv as well, even though it's only a derabbanan nowadays.
Is there not, where did you get that from?
Yeah, where did that come from?
Right, someone sourced for it on its own.
Right.
So he says, look, Ravacha bar Yaakov believed right, based on the pasuk of Barav Tochlu Matzos, that an Orel, a Tameh, a Rachok, ate matzah midyo raisa in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Right? That was clear. The Rach Rayakov with this point about the Rabbanans was only talking about Manazeh. Rava fundamentally agrees with that point. Rava's only disagreement with Rav Bar Yaakov regarding matzah is the pasuk,
right?
No, but regarding matzah when you had a karban, their disagreement is only about the pasuk. He disagrees about whether that needs bo erev tochlu matzos or whether kol arel yocha bo is sufficient, right? Bo, and all that. So Rava believes that matzah can exist as a d'oraisa without karban pesach. Right? And without Bayer of Tochlu Matzos, for that matter. So maybe Maror could have that also. In other words, the deduction for matzah, let me state it better. Our problem with saying that Maror is a Del Raisa is that we don't have a Pasuk. Right? That's bad. You want to say something is Del Raisa, you should have a Del Raisa that hang it on. That's our problem. But he says, look at the way Rava deduces matzah being Del Raisa, Bizman HaMikdash, for someone who doesn't have a Karban Pesach. Where does he get it? By exclusion. He gets it from Kol Arelo Yochal Bo. Bo, don't eat the Karban Pesach, but you do eat matzah. So he says, what's the big deal? I can say the same thing for Maror. I can do the same thing. The same extrapolation that I made to deduce.
The Bo can be anything.
Yeah. Well, not anything.
Bo is the Karban, everything else. Everything else.
Right. Bo is the Karban Pesach, and matzah and Maror. He could throw a charoses if you like. Anything that's part of Karban Pesach that isn't the Karban Pesach itself is out of Bo. Bo, who ain't all called, don't eat the Karban Pesach, but do eat all the other things. So that's his suggestion, that the Rambam believes that just like matzah for the Orel, for the Tamei, for the Derech HaChokah, is De'oraisa, so too, Maror is De'oraisa as well. It's a remarkable idea. I'm glad I got through that. We say on the Pasuk in V'hayayim Shama, Asher Elim Etzavcha Hayom, every day it should be like it's new to you. So I fulfill that with this Gemara in Pesachim every time I look at it. Every time I look at this Gemara, I have to start from scratch. But we got through that. Okay, good. That's point number one, is that it's possible that Maror is actually a Doraisa. Second, now that we have this understanding about Maror, or this potential understanding about Maror, is Maror then governed by the same rules that govern eating the Karban Pesach, specifically the requirement of eating it before Chatzos? Does Maror have to be consumed? And we're going to get into matzah as well. But does Maror have to be consumed before Chatzos? So in order to address this, we first need to go back to Karban Pesach. We have to work our way through the obligation of Chatzos for Karban Pesach and for matzah, and then we'll come to Maror. If you take a look in Source Hay, the Gemara in Pesachim is a debate between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. Ve'achluas habasar balayla hazeh, the pasuk tells us, eat the meat of the Karban Pesach on this night. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah omer, ne'mar kan balayla hazeh, the pasuk says here, eat the meat on this night, ve'nemar lahalan, and later on Hashem says regarding makas b'choros, ve'avarti ve'eretz Yitzrayim balayla hazeh. Again, this phrase balayla hazeh. Mala halan ad chatzos, just like over there, it's until chatzos. Afkan ad chatzos, so too here, it's until chatzos. The meaning, right, we know that Hashem does this ad chatzos. That's the limit for Makas Bechoros. That's the point at which Makas Bechoros takes place. So too, the Karban Pesach should be at this, should be done by that time. Omar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says to him, that means you believe that Chatzos is a biblical limit. Rabbi Akiva says, I'm not so comfortable. Why? Valo nemar chipazon. The Torah also says, you shall eat it bechipazon, in haste, ad sha'as chipazon. That means until the time of haste, which is in the morning, right? They go out be'atzem ayom hazeh. Imkein ma tamal omar balayla. Well, then what do I do with your pasuk of balayla hazeh? Teach me a different lesson. I might think it's like any other karban which you would still be able to eat during the day, meaning before the night. In other words, I shech my karban Pesach in the afternoon, and I could eat it already in the afternoon. Tamalomar balayla. No, the pasuk says balayla, at that night. Balayla, hu nechal, it's eaten at night, ve'enu nechal bayom, not by day. That's Rabbi Akiva. So, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, karban Pesach by chatzos, biblically. Rabbi Akiva says, certainly on a biblical level, Karban Pesach can be eaten all night long. leave aside whether there will be a Darabanan, we'll come back to that. Rabbi Akiva, hi hazeh my avilei. Well, what do you do with the word hazeh? You only did something with the word balayla. Mibayalei, he used that to teach us, lama'ute layla acher huda asa. That comes to exclude the next night. Salkadei techamina, I would have thought. Ha'olu pesach kachim kalim. Pesach is a low-grade carbon. Ushlamim kachim kalim. And the carbon shlamim is a low-grade carbon. It's not going to be high-level kachim. Ma shlamim nechal mishne yamim v'layla acher. Well, the carbon shlamim is eaten for 2 days and the intervening night. Af pesach okim leilas makom yamim. Pesach, I'll reverse it, because Pesach starts at night. So therefore, I'll say 2 nights and the intervening day. And I should eat it for 2 nights and the intervening day. So the Torah says, no, it's only this night. That's it. How do we exclude the intervening day? That's a separate discussion. That's Bavokir, right? Fine. So Rabbi Akiva says, I have now taken your pasuk and used it for other purposes, and I believe that you eat the Karban Pesach all night long. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Amalach, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah will come back and say to you, no, Milo Sosiru ad Boker Nafka. I already knew that. The pasuk says, don't leave any over until the morning. That was easy. Rabbi Akiva, Amalach, Rabbi Akiva will say back, Ilo Kasav Rachmana Hazeh, Habamina, my Boker, Boker Sheini. I would have assumed that Boker meant the next morning. Rabbi Elazar, Amalach, Rabbi Elazar says, why? Kolecha the Kasav Boker, Boker Rishonu. When you say Boker, you mean the next morning. You don't mean 2 mornings from now. That's fairly logical. Fine. That's part one here. Machlokas, Rabbi Elazar, Ben Azariah, and Rabbi Akiva regarding the limits on eating the Karban Pesach. Rava now extends this to matzah. Rava says, well, it won't be relevant immediately, it'll be relevant a little bit later, but we'll read it now anyway, because we're here. He says, Ocha matzah bizmana ze'achar chatzos. If you eat matzah today, after chatzos, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah lo yatzi yedei chavaso. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you have not fulfilled your obligation, because the Karban Pesach was supposed to be done by then. The mitzvah of matzah is eat it with the Karban Pesach. Therefore, you have to do it by chatzos as well. So the Gemara says, Pshita, well, that's obvious that that's what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would say. The Kevin de Iskish le Pesach, ke Pesach Tami, it's linked to the Karban Pesach, so obviously it has the same rules. Ma'u de Seima ha'afke kra ba'erv tochlu matzos, I would have said, yeah, but we have a separate pasuk of ba'erv tochlu matzos that takes it out, mei hakesha, from that hekesh. It has its own independent mitzvah now. I think ba'erv tochlu matzos doesn't appear in the Gemara there. I think I threw that in. For the sake of readability. Kamash malan dechia hadre krala milsa kamaisa ahadre. So what it's teaching me is that the pasuk bring what the Rava is teaching me is that the pasuk brings it that we still treat it as the Karban Pesach, as an extension of the Karban Pesach, and even the independent mitzvah of matzah has the same laws that the Karban Pesach does. Okay, that's going back from before Rava, that's the debate between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says Karban Pesach is all night. Rabbi Akiva says Karban Pesach, I'm sorry, is until Chatzos. Rabbi Akiva says it's all night. We have Stam Mishnayos that support Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's view. If you take a look at Source Vav, V'chol, right, remember this Mishnah in Brachos? V'chol ha'ne'achol l'yom echad, all those karbanos which can be consumed for 1 day, mitzvah san ad shi'ala amra shachar. The mitzvah is all night long, meaning a day and the ensuing night. Imkein lama amru chachamim ad chatzos, then why the chacham say chatzos has the limit? K'dei l'harchei kodem in avera, mid the rabbanon, to keep people from sinning. This supports Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because they don't mention the Karban Pesach here. They only mention karbanos which have a day and a night. Karban Pesach isn't in that category. From the fact that they don't mention it, that must mean that the limit of chatzos is actually del raisa, not derabanan. That's one that weighs in on the side of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Take a look at the next one. Sur Zion, Mishnah and Psachim, HaPesach Achar Chatzos Metameyaz Hayodayim. We know that nosar, leftovers, communicate tuma. The Karban Pesach Yatra Chatzos does. If the limit was only derabanan, then it wouldn't be metame. at that point. So Pesachim also supports it. And take a look at the Mishnah in Zvachim, source Ches. HaPesach eno nechal ela balayla. Pesach is only in that night. Eno nechal ela ad chatzos. This should sound familiar to people who say Yizum Mekoman. You can only eat it until midnight. Eno nechal ela minuyav. It's only eaten by those who are appointed on the carbon. Eno nechal ela tzali and only roasted. All these laws are grouped together. And three out of the four I know are de'oraisa. I assume the fourth is as well. That these are all de'oraisa. That your limitation is chatzos. Gotta be by chatzos. On the other hand, I do have one Mishnah that's a stam Mishnah that supports Rabbi Akiva. Take a look at source test. Zeh klal. Davar shemitzvaso bayom, kosher kol hayom. Davar shemitzvaso balayla, kosher kol hayla. If the mitzvah is at night, the mitzvah is all night. Okay? So, if you're keeping score, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah has three stam Mishnayos. Rabbi Akiva has one stam Mishnah. So what do we do? Well, the answer is we have a machlokas. There are those indeed who side with Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Take a look at source Yud, please. This is the position of Tosfos. Tosfos says, on Gemara in Megillah, Lasiach Hilas Pesachim, with Lok Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, they're commenting that that Mishnah that we read in source Tes seems to be against Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That's the Gemara's note. So he says, Mikol Makom, nonetheless, Nira da Halacha Karabi Elazar. We follow Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Why? Da'ika stama barbe psachim dekai kavase. We have the stam in psachim that we read in Surah Zion that's like him. Disnan, they could be the quote, Pesach ha'chatzos metamei zayadayim. V'chei mishnah beizu mekoman. You have the one in Zvachim as well that we read in Surah Ches. Ustama besol perakama debrachos. Gavi maizu ubo banam shabagam liol bebeis ha'mishnah. He quotes it from where it is in the Gemara instead of where it is in the Mishnah. The amalem komashem ha'chacham ha'chatzos mitzvah sanat shi'alom ad ha'shachar. V'ilu achiz psachim lo ketani. Umoki luck, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Damar ad Chatzos. So he says, all three Stam Mishnayos support Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The imkain, and if so, in practice, Sarech lemar lechol matzah b'lelei psachim kodem chatzos. You have to rush and eat your matzah by chatzos. V'afilu matzah shal afikomen, even the afikomen matzah he throws in. Sharechiyuv matzah b'zman hazeh, hava de'oraisa, because matzah today is de'oraisa, therefore you have to make sure to be very careful and do it by then, and that includes afikomen. Afikomen is beyond the scope of the discussion this evening, but we're viewing afikomen as part of the mitzvah of matzah. Side note, Abba Bahalil, Shalach Rafikoman, Ein Lachmer, Kokach, Shari Midura Bononu. Fine. So, the position of Tosfos is, after all, you've got Stam Mishnayos, that's good enough for me.
Don't the Stam Mishnayos only prove that the Korban Pesach has to be eaten at Chatzah? Yeah. Not that Matzah has to be.
Right, he has extended it
so
to that.
Taking, that's a bit of a chunk, isn't it? Unless you, do we have to assume that just because he's right, the second rabbi.
We're going to come back to matzah.
Okay.
It's a good question. We'll come back to it. Further, another support for this idea, and some of the Rishonim bring it, is the fact that Rava quotes Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Right, Rava, being the later speaker, said, quoting Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, seems to support the idea that that in fact is who we follow. Otherwise, why quote him? On the other hand, the Rambam says no. The Rambam says that midi'oraisa, it's actually all night long. Take a look at source Yud Aleph. Kavar bi'arnu bekama mekomos. I've already told you, he says. She'ena pesach ne'achal ela ad chatzos kedei laharchik min ha'avera. The reason we stop at chatzos is to keep people from sinning. Because they'll delay. V'din Torah, but biblically, she'yochol kol ha'layla, all night long, ad she'yalom ad ha'shachar, until first light. That's the position taken by the Rambam. Well, what does the Rambam do with all these Stam Mishnayos? So, a couple of things. First, take a look at Surz Yudabes. Rabbi Yaakov, this is Gemara in Erevin, Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Zrika give us the klalim, the rules for how you paskin things. They said, Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveiro, k'Rabbi Yosi mechaveiro, k'Rabbi mechaveiro. Whenever Rabbi Akiva argues with an individual Tana, Rabbi Akiva wins. So that's one reason, potentially, for why the Rambam follows Rabbi Akiva. That's number one. Number two, as far as playing the game of three Stam Mishnayos versus one Stam Mishnah, the argument will be, numbers don't matter. Why do we follow a Stam Mishnah? Why does a Stam Mishnah have halachic authority? Rashi tells you. A Stam Mishnah...
The one the Rebbe chose to include.
As a Stam.
As a Stam.
Right. When you say to somebody, Rabbi so-and-so says, the automatic implication is, Rabbi somebody else doesn't say that. Right? Like when we say halacha michlal de pligi, if the Gemara has to say halacha like so and so, that means somebody else doesn't think so. The by saying stam, by leaving it without attribution, you're saying everybody thinks so. That's why we say stam. We assume is Rabbi Meir. Rashi says because Rabbi Meir is Rebbe's Rebbe, and therefore the assumption is that everything he says is really Rabbi Meir talking, until he tells you it's somebody else. But the idea of a stam being authoritative is that that's why he quoted it without a name, to say, well, everybody knows this, everybody believes it. So, does it really matter whether he did that one time or whether he did it three times?
But everybody agrees, how can you have a contradiction between one stam mishnah and another stam?
So that's exactly right. So that's exactly the point. The fact that we find in a certain case that there actually is a stam that disagrees with another stam,
right,
means that it wasn't that sort of a stam.
Right.
It means that somebody somewhere perhaps lost the name, mm-hmm, that had been attached somewhere. It means that that wasn't Rebbe's intent when he did this.
So which stam would be the wrong one?
That's the thing. We don't know.
So here the other ruling helps the Rambam. You've got to go to the other ruling. You can't go to the stam rule because obviously...
Exactly.
Right, you've got to go to the other rule.
Right, the stam ceases to be an adequate proof. That's exactly the point. Take a look, please, at source Yud Gimel, where the Magid Mishnah, commenting on Hechas Chametz U'Matzah, actually says this. He says, where was I? One second. There. V'divar Rabbeinu Iker. So there. The Rambam is right. D'amrin v'perek mitzvah chalitza, he quotes the Gemara in Yevamos, where, in fact, they have a discussion about bringing proof from Stam Mishnayos, and they say, Mali chada stama, mali tre stama. Who cares if it's one stam or two stama? V'chevan di'ika stamil Rabbi Akiva, ul Rabbi Elazar, it should say, the yud is a mistake. Hadrian l'klalin, since we have stam on both sides, we go back to our klal, the kaimalan, alocha k'Rabbi Akiva mechavero. We go back to the rule of following Rabbi Akiva. That's the idea. It's interesting to note the Radvaz in a tshuva asks why it is that sometimes in the Gemara when they have this issue of multiple stamim, they'll give that answer that they gave that we just quoted here of, well, who cares if there's one, who cares if there's many, but they don't do that every time. So he says it depends a little bit on the style. If the two stamishnayos are in the same style, then they ask that question of Mali Trei Stami, Mali Chad Stama. But you'd have to go see the Ravaz and try to apply that to see how that works in general. He suggests it as a possibility. Another reason why I would support Rabbi Akiva is offered by the Rush. The Rush in Psachim notes the language. Did I bring that language here? No. Well, I did sort of, yeah. If you take a look back at Source Test, the source in the Mishnah and Megillah, it didn't just say, here's a rule. It said, zeh haklal. So the Rush says, zeh haklal is a strong statement of, this is what you do. It's stronger than the other statements that we have in those Stam Mishnayos. So regarding Korban Pesach, we have a conflict between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. We have the Tosfos' view that we follow Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah because he's got three Stam Mishnayos on his side, not to mention Rava quotes him. And then we have, on the other hand, the view that it's all night Mida Oraisa, the view of the Rambam. And I'm following Rabbi Akiva Mechave Ro, and as far as your Stam Mishnayos, they don't bother me a whole lot. That's the idea. What happens to...
It's interesting that Tosfos didn't approach the problem of Rabbi Akiva Mechavero.
Correct. He left it. He left it. He felt the Stam Mishnah argument is the stronger argument and didn't even mention the other. Yeah, it's true.
You would have thought he would have said, even though we say...
Yeah, I would have expected that. It's true. What happens with matzah? So, again, going back to that Gemara in Psachim, back in Source Hay, Rava said, if you eat matzah today after Chatzos, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah will tell you you did not fulfill your obligation. Right? That's what what Rava did. He quoted Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Rambam is of the opinion that matzah... Here, take a look at Source Yudalid. That matzah is eaten all night. That matzah is eaten all night. He says, Mitzvah sasei min ha-Torah le'echol matzah b'leil chamisha asar. The mitzvah is, eat it on the night of the 15th. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, b'erev tochlu matzos, b'chol makom u'b'chol zman. It doesn't matter when you live. V'lo tala achila zu b'karban Pesach. It's not dependent on the karban Pesach. Ela zu mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It's its own mitzvah. U'mitzvasa kol ha-layla. And the mitzvah is all night long. Avu b'shar ha-regel. The rest of the yontif, it's not a d'oraisa, it's a reshus, and that's its own discussion. Fine. So the Rambam's position is that matzah is all night. Ignoring Rav Elazar ben Azaria. Right? Adding insult to injury. We already ignored him once, now we're going to ignore him a second time. There are those who argue that the Rif, the Shari Tshuva says, that the Rif also is of this opinion, because he omits Rav Elazar ben Azaria's statement from the Gemara in Pesachim. That's a pretty good proof. The Or Zeruah cites the Rimi Korvil as well. Matzah is all night long. And it's funny, because like, we go to such lengths to make sure that we get the matzah in time, and they're all telling us, what are you doing? The Pri Chadash writes as well, supporting this view, and he says there's proof of it from the Gemara's language. Look, yes, it's true, Rava quotes Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, but look at the way he does it. Right, the end of source hay. Omar Rava, Ocha Matza Bizvana Ze Acha Chatzos, Le Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Lo Yatze Yidei Chavasa. You know, it's not quite strong. So, there is a view that says, and it's a strong view, that matzah could be eaten all night long. There are others who are on the fence. The Mordechai, for example, the Mordechai is not in that camp, I'm sorry. The Smag seems to be on the fence. Rabbi Hananel, not Rabbi Sachem, is on the fence. The Vilna Gaon said to be careful. The Mordechai says you only have till Chatzos. If you take a look at source 15, Tesvav, Amar Rava, he says, Acha matzah bizman hazeh la'acha chatzos, lo Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria lo yatza, nirada la'acha k'Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. So it appears to me. Rabbeinu Yerucham, the Or Zeruah, speaking for himself, all say that. And the Rosh says it's good to be strict like Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. Even Rabbi Akiva might agree in order to distance people from an Avera. In practice, the Mishnah Berurah says, we're going to come to it inside in a minute, that one who delayed should eat matzah, but without a bracha b'al achilas matzah. That's what he says. So we have Karban Pesach, and then we have matzah. That brings us to Maror. If you say Karban Pesach is limited by chatzos, biblically, the same thing should be true for Maror. Because we've already shown this link between Karban Pesach and Maror. And even if you'll tell me, as we said in the beginning, that Maror in the time of the Mikdash had an independent life of some kind, that people who were ineligible for the Karban Pesach could still eat Maror and have a mitzvah of eating Maror, everybody agreed that Bizman Azeh is Derabbanan. Whether your name is Rava or Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, you believe that Maror is a Derabbanan Bizman Azeh, right? But according to the Rambam, who said that the Karban Pesach is in fact biblical, is all night biblically, and therefore so is Maror, maybe the argument should be you could still eat Maror all night. Why, according to the Rambam, are we stuck eating the Karban Pesach by Chatzos? To keep a person from sinning because he's going to delay, whatever, and Purim Pesach is so important and all that. Are we going to apply that to Maror?
It's almost like leaving a zero on a zero.
Because Maror is a Derabbanan in the first place. It's not really zero like zero, though. It's a zero to keep me from violating a Derabbanan mitzvah.
I see what you mean.
Yes. Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily categorize it that way. But the argument may be made, and in fact, this is the argument that the Menchas Chinuch makes. Back in Mitzvah Vav, he says, it could be, he says, if you take a look in the first paragraph of Yud Dalet, the end of the paragraph, it's on page Mem Gimel, the inside column. Towards the end, Ula Harambam Perek Ches Mikorban Pesach Halacha Tezvav. You see that last couple of lines there? The end of the first paragraph of Sifka and Yud Dalet.
Yeah.
Okay. Ula Harambam Perek Ches Mikorban Pesach Halacha Tezvav. Dizman Pesach Kol Halayla. According to the Rambam, that the Pesach is all night. Vada Dizman Maror Nami Kol Halayla. So Maror is also all night. Afshe Chazal Gazrul Pesach Lacha Chatzos Mishum Siag. Granted, Chazal said, "Don't do it after midnight for the Karban Pesach because of a barrier. Don't want to sin." Mikomakom b'matzah Mara lo Gazru. Not only did it not extend to Mara, it didn't even extend to matzah. Upashut. He says that's obvious. Okay. Yeah, if it's obvious, I'm not going to argue. So he suggests that in fact Mara could be all night long. On the other hand, there's a fascinating argument in the Prima Gadim who says maybe not. Because why do we eat Maror Bizman Hazeh? This Derabbanan of Maror nowadays? What's the goal? Why we eat Maror? What's the Derabbanan to eat Maror nowadays? Zechel HaMikdash. Right? This is what we did when we had Karan Pesach, we ate Maror. So nowadays we're going to eat Maror as well. So argues the Prima Gadim in Eshel Avram. It's in Tafayin Zayin. I didn't bring it on the sheet. That since we're doing it to commemorate the Beis HaMikdash, you should eat it the way they ate it in the Beis HaMikdash. Maror was until Chatzos, the time of the Mikdash, therefore nowadays it should also be. It reminds me of the debate that goes on every year regarding Tachanun after Shavuos. The Art Scroll Sitter, we're told that there's a week of not saying Tachanun because you could be Mashlim, you can make up for the carbon, right? So 6th of Sivan is your first day. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and the Art Scroll ends it on 13. Where did 13 come from? Because Yom Tov Sheni. But it makes no sense. Because it's a Zechel HaMikdash. The Mikdash didn't have a Yom Tov Sheni. It should end on the 12th, not the 13th necessarily. You won't find any source other than the Art Scroll Center.
That runs the Mikdash. You have time during that time. That's why you go to the next day.
Oh, maybe. Someone like you, maybe, not me. I'm always worried that I get to El, I won't be able to fulfill tshuva. So I knocked it on that. That's a reason to say that Mara should be before Chatzos, even though the Gezerah shouldn't apply, as the Menachas Chinuch notes. Nonetheless, you want to do it the way they did it in the time of the Mikdash. Take a look, please, at Tezayin first, and then Yudzayin. Tezayin, I just brought the Shulchan Aruch to go with the Mishnah Berurah. The Shulchan Aruch says, La'achar gemar kol ha-se'uda ochla mi-matzah ha-shmura tachas ha-mapa. You eat from the matzah that's been kept under the napkin, kezayis kol ha-echad. Everybody eats a kezayis. He only has this one kezayis. That's his own discussion for Afikoman. Zechel ha-pesach ha-ne'achal ha-la-sova. Remember the Karan Pesach, which you ate at the end when people were full. V'yochalenu ba-seba leaning v'lo-yvarech olav. And don't make a separate bracha. V'yehizar la-ochla kodem chatzos. Be careful to eat it before chatzos. And then you have a little note from the Ramah about trying to do halal before chatzos as well, which we briefly touched on in the previous point. But take a look at Yud Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah. V'yehizar, you should be careful to eat it before chatzos. Shekevin shu zechel ha-pesach, it memorializes the Karban Pesach, that's Afikoman. Tzarech la'ochlo bizman Pesach, so eat it when they eat the Pesach. V'pesach enu nechal ela ad chatzos, which was only till midnight. V'kol shkein kezayis ha-rishon shemavarchan olav al-achilas matzah, certainly your first kezayis of matzah. Shetzarech li'zor ma'od, they have to be very careful about that. Shol ha'achro ad chatzos, not to delay. U'b'diyevenim icher, what happens if, for whatever reason, you were delayed? Mistapkim harishonim im yatsa yedei chavas, the rishonim are not sure whether you fulfill your mitzvah that way. V'aken yochlenu v'lo yivarech ala v'alachilas matzah. So you should eat it without a bracha v'alachilas matzah. V'gam maror, and so too maror, avshu midirabbanan, granted it's only midirabbanan bizman hazeh, yizor la'ochlo kodim chatzos, eat it before chatzos. V'im ichar, if you delayed yochlenu b'lo bracha, do it without a bracha. And what happens if time flies and you didn't get a chance to say your Haggadah and now it's so close to Chatzos you don't know how you're going to cram everything in? You know what you do? You Kaddish, make your Kiddush, V'yishtekos Rishon, drink the first cup, V'yidol Yada, V'yivarech HaMotziv, Al-Achilas Matzah, V'yochal, V'gam Yivarech HaLamar, take of Kodem Chatzos, V'achakach Yomar Haggadah. Despite the idea of the Arba Kosos on a Seder HaBrachos, he says, look, the Arba Kosos are their Abanan. Yeah, matzah, forget the mor, but the matzah is the araisa. I gotta worry about getting my matzah. The yomar hagod, the v'akach yisod siuda. So then you say the hagod, then you have your meal. So in sum, what do we actually have here? Number one, going back to our initial point, the debate about the status of matzah bisman hazeh. Everybody agrees maror is drabanan bisman hazeh. The only debate is whether matzah is drabanan bisman hazeh. And part of that debate hinged on the pasuk of kolor elo yochal bo, right? Don't eat. The Aral cannot eat it, the Karban Pesach, but he does eat the other items, the matzah and the maror. The Rambam grouped matzah and maror together when discussing the mitzvah, and the question is, why does the Rambam group it together? And the Menchas Chinuch suggests it's because when we said bohu deino ochel, but he does eat the others, that means that someone who isn't having Karban Pesach in a time when there is a Karban Pesach actually does eat maror as a d'oraisa mitzvah. That was the Menchas Chinuch suggestion from Mitzvah Yud Zayin. We then asked the question of whether maror needs to be consumed before chatzos. Regarding the Karban Pesach, we showed that as a machlokas, whether the Karban Pesach's chatzos limit is d'oraisa or d'rabanan. It's a machlokas of Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. The view that the limit is a d'oraisa limit is taken by Tosfos, following all those stam mishnayos that support it. On the other hand, the Rambam says, no, it's a derabanan, and I don't worry about these stam mishnayos. I follow the rule of the halachas like Rabbi Akiva versus a single colleague, especially because he has a stam mishnah on his side as well. What about regarding matzah? So the Gemara links it to Karban Pesach. Rambam says it's an all night mitzvah. Others were unsure, and the position of the Mordechai and the Rosh was to say, yeah, we're strict like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. We have the matzah before chatzos. The Mishnah Berurah said that's what you should do if you're stuck after chatzos. Eat it, but don't say a bracha. Regarding maror, we had two positions. One position was to say that the Karban Pesach, I'm sorry, that maror is a derabanan, and the gezera of lest you not eat it in time won't apply to the maror, and therefore you can eat the maror all night. The other position is, yeah, but the reason we eat maror is to remember the way it was done in the Mikdash. So therefore it should be pre-chatzos, and the Mishnah Berurah's ruling is, in fact, that we do it without a bracha if we're stuck after chatzos. God willing, next week we'll do it.